Abi Yahweh, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before your presence and we give you Toda Rabah for this opportunity that you have given us to be here in your presence and learn from you. O Abba, te agradecemos mais uma vez por nos permitir de estar aqui em sua presença, aprender la Torá de ti. Abba, dá-nos sabedoria e discernimento, pois te pedimos em nome de Yeshua HaMashiach. Amém. Amém. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, so today,
okay,
hoy, we'll talk about the Feast of Yahweh.
Vamos a hablar de la fiesta de Yahweh.
There are three more feasts that is coming.
Que hay tres más fiestas que están por venir.
And I know many of you, you're not aware of the Feast of Yahweh.
Y que sé que muchos de ustedes no están, they're not aware.
Mm-hmm. Não conhecem as festas de Yahweh. And those that knows already,
e los que ya saben,
it's always nice to hear it again and to realize how important it is.
Es siempre mejor y muy importante saber lo que es, lo que significa.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. What do we learn with the Feast of Yahweh?
¿Qué aprendemos con las fiestas de Yahweh? Los tiempos finales.
Hmm? What else? What do we learn with the feast? As we participate in the Feast of Yahweh, what do we learn?
¿Qué más aprendemos cuando estamos practicando las fiestas de Yahweh?
We learn how to be obedient to His word.
Aprendemos a ser obedientes a su palabra.
Mm-hmm. What else?
¿Qué más?
I don't know, but would it be a way of learning to praise and worship Him for what He's done?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, we learn to obey Yahweh or to do His will, not our will.
Y por supuesto, aprendemos a respetar y a obedecer a Yahweh y a hacer su
deseo.
Su deseo de Él y no de nosotros.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Because when you participate on the feast,
porque cuando participamos de la fiesta,
now you're not doing what you want to do.
No estás haciendo lo que tú quieres hacer.
You are doing what Yahweh tells you to do.
Estás haciendo lo que Yahweh nos manda hacer.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Can you understand the difference right there?
¿Pueden entender la diferencia entre los dos?
So we begin to do His will.
Empezamos a hacer su deseo.
And that's why Yeshua told us, He taught us how to pray.
Y por eso Yeshua nos enseñó a cómo orar.
And He said, Father, let your will
be done.
Y dijo, Padre, Abba, deja que tu voluntad sea.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Que se haga tu voluntad.
But as we participate in the Feast of Yahweh,
pero mientras participamos de las fiestas de Yahweh,
we also doing something that's very important.
También hacemos algo muy importante.
Because we are not just speaking about the feast, we are doing the feast.
Porque nada más estamos haciendo la fiesta, pero también estamos hablando de ello.
And action is much stronger than
words. Y una acción o un hecho es más fuerte o mejor que una palabra.
And we can understand this whenever, you know, on our daily lives.
Y podemos entender esto en nuestra vida cotidiana o diaria.
In our marriage, for example.
En nuestro casamiento, por ejemplo.
How many times you hear your husband or wife saying, oh, I love you.
¿Cuántas veces escuchas su esposo o esposa decir, ah, te amo?
Is that enough?
¿Eso es suficiente?
No.
No, you want them to show you a act of love.
Ustedes quieren que les enseñe un hecho, un acto de amor.
You want some action, you don't want just a word.
Quiere una actuación, no nada más quiere las palabras.
Just like Yahweh.
Así como Yahweh.
Yahweh doesn't only wants words.
Él no solamente quiere palabras.
How many people they say, oh, I believe in Yahweh.
¿Cuántas personas dicen, oh, yo creo en Yahweh?
Oh, I trust in Yahweh.
Yo confío en Yahweh.
But they end up doing wrong things outside.
pero acaban haciendo cosas cerradas allá afuera.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of love is that?
¿Qué tipo de amor es eso?
Yeshua said, if you love me, you
keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments.
Dijo, si
you
me
obey
amas,
my commandments.
Si me amas, guarda mis mandamientos y obedecemos.
So it's not only about words, we need to do the action.
Entonces no es solamente a través de palabras, pero necesitamos hacer la acción. No.
And this is what happened in the feasts of Yahweh.
Y eso es lo que pasa en la fiesta de Yahweh.
When we come, we do it.
Cuando venimos, lo hacemos.
We become doers of His word.
Venimos hacedores, so nos convertimos en hacedores de su palabra.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And every year Yahweh has given us how many feasts?
En cada año Yahweh nos y cada año Yahweh nos ha dado cuántas fiestas?
Seven feasts.
Siete fiestas.
Okay. Seven feasts that we are commanded to observe.
Siete fiestas que somos comandados a observar.
And then we still have Hanukkah and Purim.
Y más tenemos Hanukkah y Purim.
They are feasts that we are not commanded to celebrate, but is very prophetic. They are feasts that we learn a lot as we participate.
Que son fiestas que no somos mandados a hacerlas o participar, pero son muy proféticas y aprendemos mucho de ellas.
In a way, He gave us all these feasts.
Yahweh nos da todas estas fiestas.
To make us to be closer to Him.
Para estar más cerca de Él.
And that's why there are seven feasts.
Y por eso hay siete fiestas.
Seven symbolize what?
Siete simboliza qué?
Completion.
Perfection.
Perfección.
And Yahweh wants us to reach this level of perfection.
Y Yahweh quiere que alcancemos este level de perfección.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Many people, they prefer to give the excuse, oh, we can never be perfect.
Muchas personas dan la excusa que dicen, oh, nunca podemos ser perfectos.
Because we are human beings.
Porque somos humanos.
Adam and Eve, before they sinned, were they perfect?
Adán y Eva eran perfectos antes que pecaron. Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes, they were.
What do you think?
¿Qué piensan ustedes? ¿Quieren o no? Sí.
Yes, they yeah. had Yahweh.
Of course.
They had food.
Claro que
they
sí.
Because Yahweh created them in what? His own
image
and likeness.
Claro que eran porque Yahweh los creó en su propio.
So they were perfect. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So we have to search to attend that perfection in our lives.
Tenemos que buscar y encontrar esa perfección en nuestras vidas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And it's only conquered whenever you search for it.
Y es solamente alcanzada cuando uno la busca.
Let's open our scripture in the book of Exodus, Shemot, chapter 12, on verse 14.
Vamos a abrir nuestra escritura en Exodus,
12, verse 14. Shemot 12, 14. Exodus. And this day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall merit a moed to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall show merit a moed by a mishpat leolam v'ed forever and ever.
Y este yom os será un memoria en memoria, y lo celebrarás como fiesta solemne para Yahweh. Durante tus generaciones, por estatuto perfecto, lo celebraré.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So how long shall we celebrate this feast?
Forever.
Forever. What's the word forever means?
Okay, done.
Forever and ever. Eternal.
Is it true? Forever. Forever means forever.
La palabra por estatuto perfecto quiere decir que la celebramos para siempre y para siempre.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And here on this passage we it said, you shall keep a feast to whom?
Y en ese pasaje dice, aquí.
To Yahweh.
Esta fiesta a
Ah, Yahweh.
So we can understand that this feast is not a Yahudim or an Israelite feast.
Entonces podemos entender que esta fiesta no es una fiesta judía o
Israelita.
Because many times you are going to hear people saying, oh, this feast was for the Israelites to celebrate.
Porque muchas veces van a escuchar decir personas, oh, esta fiesta fue para los israelitas.
Oh, this feast is for the Jewish.
Estas fiestas son para los judíos.
Mm-hmm. We are Christians, so we don't need to celebrate
it. Somos cristianos, entonces no necesitamos celebrar.
But they are misunderstanding the point.
Pero están malentendiendo el punto.
Because it says that it's a feast to Yahweh.
Porque dice que es una fiesta para Yahweh.
So this is Yahweh's feast.
Entonces esta es una fiesta de ella.
It's not man's feast.
No es una fiesta de hombres.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And Yahweh invites his people to celebrate this feast with him.
Y Yahweh invita a todo su pueblo a celebrar la fiesta con él.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. When you have a feast that you celebrate, who do you invite?
Cuando tiene una fiesta que está celebrando, ¿a quién invita?
Sus amigas, your friends,
the ones you know. Am I right? Invite those that you know.
Invita a los que conoce, a los que ama.
You don't invite the ones that you don't know.
No, invita a los que no conoce.
They come, even though, because the ones you know, invite the ones that you don't know. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to go to many parties that I didn't know. Some people sometimes ask me, oh, who do you know here? And I had to hide myself. And sometimes in the Feast of Yahweh, the same thing happened, you know? Do you remember when there was Yeshua was telling us a parable?
¿Se recuerdan cuando Yeshua nos estaba hablando una parábola?
When he said, oh, let us make a banquet.
Cuando dijo, vamos a hacer un banquete.
Go and invite those who are worthy to come.
Vayan y inviten a aquellos que son dignos de venir.
Who was the one that is worthy to come?
¿Cuáles son aquellos que son dignos de venir al banquete?
Everybody.
Well, you know, mostly those that have received more from Yahweh. Am I right?
Aquellos que han recibido más de Yahweh.
Because they need to come to give what? Thanks to Yahweh. Because, you know, they have received a lot. Hey, now is your time to give thanks.
Porque son aquellos que tienen más que dar toda a Yahweh.
But guess what? All of them begin to give excuse.
Pero todos ellos empiezan a dar excusas.
Oh, I have a business to finish, I cannot go.
Tengo un negocio que terminar, no puedo ir.
Oh, I have a family to visit.
Tengo una familia que visitar.
I cannot make it.
No puedo llegar.
Then the king said, go to every corner of the street.
Y dijo, y luego dijo el rey, ve a toda esquina de la ciudad.
And gather the worthy and the unworthy.
Y junten los dignos y los no dignos.
And the hall was full.
Todo el pasillo fue llenado.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. But
pero
there was one man.
Estaba un hombre.
That he didn't have the nuptial clothes on.
Que no tenía la ropa nupcial.
And when they saw that man, he said, who allowed you to come in?
Y cuando vieron ese hombre, dijo, ¿quién te permitió venir?
So it was a man that nobody knew about it.
Era un hombre que nadie conocía.
He heard about the feast and said, oh, let me come in.
Él escuchó de la feast y dice, déjame venir.
But when he came in, he forgot that he was not ready or prepared.
Pero se olvidó, pero cuando quiso venir a la fiesta, se olvidó que no estaba listo o preparado.
He just came in to show up.
Nada más vino para, por venir.
To check it out. And the Feast of Yahweh, we cannot come to check it out.
Y una fiesta de Yahweh, no podemos venir a checar como es.
We have to come ready.
Tenemos que venir listos.
We have to come prepared.
Tenemos que venir preparados.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Do you know what happened to that man?
¿Saben lo que pasó con este hombre?
Okay.
He was thrown at the gates.
They said, tie him hand and foot and throw him into the fire.
Dice que lo amarraron de los pies y manos y que lo aventaron
al fuego.
Al fuego.
Hmm? So, we need to understand the feasts of Yahweh.
Tenemos que comprender las fiestas de Yahweh.
We don't want to be just like that man.
No podemos ser nada más como ese hombre.
When they ask you, oh, what you are doing here, it will be speechless.
Cuando te preguntan, ¿qué estás haciendo aquí? Y tú no vas a poder decir nada.
Now we want to be ready for the feasts of Yahweh.
Tenemos que estar preparados para la fiesta de Yahweh.
And that cloth, it's symbolic to the Ruach HaKadosh.
Y las ropas es simbólica al Ruach HaKadosh.
That's how important it is for you to seek the Ruach HaKadosh in your life.
Así es muy importante de buscar al Ruach HaKadosh en su vida.
That's why in the beginning we were saying that words is not enough. We need action.
Por eso en el principio del servicio estamos hablando que no es suficiente con palabras. Necesitamos acciones.
Like for you to come here and just to learn the Torah, that's not enough.
Para ustedes venir aquí a aprender la Torah, eso no es suficiente.
You need to do his word.
Necesitamos hacer su palabra.
You need to seek the Ruach HaKadosh.
Necesitamos buscar el Ruach HaKadosh.
You need to be free from evil in your life.
Necesitamos estar libres de todo mal en nuestras vidas.
That's why you need to pray. You need to seek him more and more in your life.
Por eso necesitamos orar y buscarlo más en nuestras vidas.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. I know many people that have a great knowledge of the word of Yahweh.
Yo conozco muchas personas que tienen un gran aprendizaje de la palabra de Yahweh.
But they keep on doing wrong.
Pero siguen haciendo lo malo.
So I ask myself, what kind of knowledge is that?
Y yo me pregunto a mí mismo, ¿qué tipo de conocimiento es eso?
Do they really have that knowledge?
¿En verdad tienen ese conocimiento?
I don't think so.
No lo creo.
Because if they had that knowledge of the word of Yahweh, first of all, they would change within their lives.
Porque si tuvieran ese conocimiento con la palabra de Yahweh, la primera cosa que harían es cambiar a sí mismos.
What the word of Yahweh says, my people, they suffer because lack. They lack of the knowledge of my word. Mi pueblo sufre porque falta el conocimiento de mi palabra. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So we first learned that, as I said, it's nobody's feast, but Yahweh's feast.
Primero aprendemos que no es de nadie la fiesta, pero es de Yahweh.
Okay, let us go to Leviticus.
Vamos a Leviticus.
The book of Vayikra, chapter 23, verse 2.
Capítulo 23, verso 2. Leviticus 23, 2.